We are learning Masechtas Ksubos, Daf Ches Amud Aleph, and we are beginning two lines from the bottom of Daf Zayin Amud Beis, continuing the sugya of Sheva Brachos. Tanu Rabbanan. Today we're going to handle by beginning the different brachos of the Sheva Brachos. Tanu Rabbanan. Mavarkim Birchas Chasana Ba'asara, called Shiva. You make Sheva Brachos, what we call Sheva Brachos, Birchas Chasanim. You need a minyan, and you can do it all 7 days of Sheva Brachos. You can make the seven brachos. Rav Yehuda, but who should bow parim chadashos? The only time you're allowed to make those sheva brachos every day of sheva brachos if you have parim chadashos. The first day by the chasana, by the chuppah, you make sheva brachos no matter what. But for the rest of the week, you only make sheva brachos if you have parim chadashos. Zok taisvis, what's parim chadashos? Oymariz the parim taisvis. The parim chadashos in kiri ela bebnei adam. Shemarbim b'shvilam hasimcha yoser. It's only by people that are choshev enough that you'll be marbe b'simcha because of them. It'll be a bigger simcha, you'll bring more food because of them. That's what's parim chadashos. And it's brought down Shulchan Aruch as Yesh Oimrim, like this Taisvis. And Taisvis also speaks out that Shabbos is a parim chadashos by itself. Because it says, Mizbar Shir, L'yayim HaShabbos, Amakash Baruch Hu, parim chadashos ba'u l'kan. So therefore, it's parim chadashos. It's parim chadashos by itself. A kapanim, we see in Taisvis and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that a parim chadashos can't just be someone off the street. It should preferably be someone who yimarbe b'shvila masimcha, because according to Taisvis, parim chadashos dafka someone yimarbe b'simcha because of. My mevarach, what's the sheva brachos? So the Gemara is going to go through all the sheva brachos. The first one of the seven brachos is Bari Priya Gofen. That's the first one. The Gemara explains the other six. My mevarach, I'm Rav Yehuda. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech ha'olam, shehakol bara lechvodo. That's number one. And then, v'yotzer Adam, which is Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech ha'olam, yotzer Adam. So those are two. Hakol bara lechvodo, yotzer Adam is two. It's really number three. So we'll call it three, because it's Bari Priya Gofen. Hakol bara lechvodo, yotzer Adam. So you already have three. The fourth bracha is v'asher yotzer etzer Adam b'tzalmoy, b'tzalm d'mus tavlisoy. That Hashem created the person b'tzalmai, tzalm lakim, v'hiskel loy mimenu binyan adiyad, and Hashem was mesakin from Adam HaRishon, binyan adiyad, a binyan forever, because Hashem created Chava, part of Adam HaRishon, it's a binyan adiyad, baruch to Hashem, yoytzer Adam. So that was bracha number four. Bracha number five, soiz tosis v'sagel ha'akara, which is going on Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is called ha'akara. We ask Hashem to please give simcha to the Akara, the kibbutz banel asaycha b'simcha, by bringing together the kibbutz galius and bringing Mashiach. Because we're supposed to mention the Churban Yerushalayim, Aroy Simcha Seinu, like it says, Tidbak l'shoyin l'chiki, Baruch Ata Hashem, Sameach Tziyayim b'vena. That was bracha number five. The bracha number six is a Sameach t'samach, the bracha to the Chasam Akala, that Hashem should be Mesameach you, Reim Ahuvim, beloved friends, Kisamechcha Yitzircha b'gan Eden mekedem, just like Hashem made Adam Rishon happy b'gan Eden, Adam and Chava happy b'gan Eden, mekedem, and Gan Eden's mekedem, like Rashi brings down from the Pasuk, Vayita gan v'eden mekedem, that's lost in the Pasuk. So we're asking Hashem, please be Mesameach the Chasam Akala, just like you Mesameach Adam Rishon, Baruch to Hashem, Mesameach Chasam Akala, Hashem who's Mesameach Chasam Akala. And the last bracha, the seventh bracha, is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokim Melech Olam, Asher Bara Sosa V'Simcha, Chosam V'Kala, Gila, Rina, V'Ditzo, V'Ched, V'Ahav, V'Ach, V'Shom V'Reyos. There are 10 L'shoinos of Simcha here, because Sosoin, Simcha, Gila, Rina, Ditzo, Ched, V'Ahav, V'Ach, V'Shom V'Reyos. 10 L'shoinos that Hashem created the Simcha between the Chosam V'Kala, Mehera, Hashem Elokim, Yisham, Bar Yehuda, V'Chus Yishlaim, Kol Sosa, Kol Simcha. And we ask Hashem that we should hear very soon the simcha or Yehuda Chutz Yishlaim Kol Sosav Kol Simcha Kol Chosav Kol Kala Kol Metzalat Chasam Mechapasav Unaharim Mishne Negrasam Baruch Ata Hashem Esameach Chosin Emakala. So those are the seven brachas, the six the Gemara mentioned, and we have the Bari Priya Gofen. Now the Rashi is a long Rashi here, and he goes through different points about this bracha. So first of all, we'll go backwards. The last bracha ends off Mesameach Chosin Emakala. And if you realize, the bracha of Sameach the Samach is Mesameach Chosam Vikkala. So one says Mesameach Chosam Vikkala, one says Mesameach Chosam Imakala. So what's the difference? So Rashi explains, because the bracha of Sameach the Samach is not talking about the Chasana. It's a tefillah. We're saying Sameach the Samach Reyam Ahuvim. Hashem Shemismeach the Reyam Ahuvim, just like he was Mesameach the Kesameach Yitzchak Mekev. Just like Hashem was Mesameach the Adam Rishon. So we're asking for a bracha that give them a hatzlacha, give the chasan a kala hatzlacha. So therefore, we don't say mesameach chasan a kala. We're not talking about the simcha the chasan as a kala. We're talking about Hashem being mesameach the couple. So we say baruch Hashem mesameach chasan a kala. The Hashem is mesameach the chasan a kala because that's what we're asking Hashem. Mashainkein Asher Bara is a bracha about the simcha between ish and isha. Therefore, we say baruch Hashem mesameach chasan im hakala. That there's a simcha chasan im hakala because it's a simcha ish beisha, different than the simcha before. Simcha before is Hashem simcha given to the chasan hakala, which is the hatzlacha in their life. Masha inkein by the Asher Bara, it's a simcha chasan im hakala. That's one point. Another thing, if you realize the last four brachas, it starts with baruch ta Hashem, alekirim b'achalom, ashiyotza, so odom etzal moi, etzal dos tavrisoi. The next bracha starts with sois tassis, doesn't say baruch. And the next one, samech tzamach, it's not baruch. Why? Because it's a bracha smucha l'charvata, just like when you bench. You say baruch, you start with a baruch, and noid l'chol, don't start with baruch. Don't start, rachim, don't start with baruch, why not? Because it's called a bracha smucha l'charvata. It's something like the first bracha. So the question is, so why the first two have baruch and the third has baruch? And all of a sudden, it's the second and third. The second and third have baruch, and the fourth one is ashiyot has baruch. And then only sois tassis and smech don't have baruch. Why nothing should have baruch? It should be the first and last. The last one has baruch because since asher baruch is sometimes said by itself, the baruch of asher baruch is by itself sometimes. We'll see when you don't have panim chadashis, what do? If you don't have panim chadashis? You don't have to call someone from the street because it's a big shayla. It's stuff brachas halacha. Shayla brachas tovatala. What you do is say only asher baruch. That's the halacha. Very few people keep this halacha because they feel that it's like embarrassing not to have shayla brachas. So they'll just bring a guy from the street and make a bracha tovatala maybe. That's suffix. But really, all you do is make asher baruch. That's the halacha. So asher baruch is a separate bracha. Therefore, you say a special baruch on that. But the question is again, why if it's bracha smul chavrita, why the first two brachas have a baruch? And then the third one has a baruch, and then afterwards the sois tassis and smech tzam don't have it. What's going on here? So Rashi explains hakol baruch chavoy the yotze adam are not part of the bracha to the chasen. That's stam a birchas hashvach. He says hakol baruch chavoy is a bracha that we make when everyone gathers together for the shema brachas, the people, the guests. And that's emulating Hashem, who is shoshvinin to Adam Rishon, who is the guest for Adam Rishon's chasana, and we are different. Making we're saying a bracha about the chesed of Hashem, and really that bracha can be made by beginning of the shema brachas. It does not have to be made really with the other brachas. But we, since it was alakos, we put it all together alakos. So therefore, since it's a separate thing, so it's not part of the other group. And same thing with Yoytza Adam. Yoytza Adam is, since we're going to talk about the creation of Adam Rishon and Chava with the Hiskel and Yad Yad, we have a special bracha for the first creation, which is Yoytza Adam, and that's also not part of the Shavu brachas. Therefore, those two brachas are really separate. So really, the Shavu bracha is starting from the fourth bracha, which is Ashiyotza Adam et Salmoy, and those four are really the ones for the Shavu brachas. Yoytza Adam et Salmoy, Sois Tosis, Sameach Tzamach, and Asher Baruch. And again, Sois Tosis, Sameach Tzamach don't have a bracha before them because a bracha is smucha l'chavrita. That's a little bit of a recap of the Rashi here, this long Rashi, and Tosis the Ramas Shakal Bar Lechvoida. Zok the Gemara Vaita. Levi Iklo Lebe Rabbi Behelula the Rab Shimon Berei. Levi went to the chasana of Rebbe's son, Rab Shimon, that when he got married, and Baruch Hamash, he only made five other brachas, which means he skipped out one bracha. When it says five, it means besides Bar Prigofen. So Bar Prigofen plus five. We're missing one. Which one did he skip? Yitzhar Adam, he didn't say. Rav Ashi, Iklo Lebe Rav Ashi, Behelula the Mar Berei. And the Mar Berei, the Rav Ashi's chasana. Baruch Shes, he made all six brachas, which means six brachas must be a big offering. He said Yotze Adam. So the machlokes over here, they say a bracha Yotze Adam. So he said right before, Yotze Adam is not really part of the brachas to the chasan and kala. So what's the machlokes? Lehm hakam mefgi, the marasav achad, the yitzira avayu. One man yama holds that there's only one yitzira, which means there's a man yama in Erevin, we're learning a few Rashi's pshat, Tosis Og is learning a few Rashi's pshat. Chada yitzira avayu means that the Gemara in Erevin says that the pasuk says, ve'even es atzela, which means that really Hashem created Adam Rishon with two faces, an Akeva face and a Zachar face. And then he split them in half. So it's really one Yetzirah. It wasn't a new Yetzirah of Chava. They were both created together, and then Hashem separated them. That's Chod Yetzirah Hava. And therefore, you only make one bracha of Asher Yatzah, not Yotzah Adam. There was first Adam Rishon, and then Hashem built the Tzela, which Rashi teaches means like a zonov, a little outgrowth. Hashem cut that off and built a new person out of that. So it's two Yetziris. That's how Yetzah Adam, Asher Yatzah, Asher Yatzah, Asher Yatzah, that's Pshat Mechalikas. Everyone could hold really is only one Yetzirah, which means Hashem created one person with two faces. And my sova bas machshava as lina. One man named to go bas machshava. Machshava of Hashem was to create two creations. The ma'aser created one, but you go bas machshava, and therefore you do yoytza adam as yatza adam as atzamay. Ma'aser bas ma'aser as lina. You go bas ma'aser that there was only one yitzira, and therefore only one bracha. That was Levi's shita. Kehadar Avi the Rami. Ksiv says in the pasuk Yivra lekimas adam betzamay. Hashem says that He created only Adam. Not Hashem. The pasuk in Torah says that Hashem only created Adam. V'chsiv zocha on a cave of barom. It says Hashem created zocha on a cave. So what's going on? Okay, it's that. V'tchilo ol machshav l'resh time. Really thought He'll create both of them to get both of them zocha on a cave right away. At the end, Hashem only created one person, one Adam with two faces. Akaponim, that was the shayla. But we pass, and you do say all six brachas, yitza Adam and Asher Yatzah Adam and Talmud. Rav Asher ikla be Rav Kahana yoyim kama. Baruch Kulu. The first day, He made all the brachas. Mekam ve'elach, the rest of the week of Shavuot brachas, the Shiva of days of Shavuot brachas, the 7 days. Ik haparam chadash is Baruch Kulu. If the haparam chadash is, He made all the brachas. V'loi afushi simcha v'amuhu. It's tam extra simcha. Mevaruch shasimcha v'mo'ino. You make simcha v'mo'ino, which means in benching, in the mezuman, you say, Hasimcha b'ma'oinoi v'shachal v'shloi v'tuvoi chayinu. You say, Simcha b'ma'oinoi. And you say only one of the seven brachas. V'asher bara. That's all you say is the bracha of Asher bara. So it comes out, what the first here in the Gemara, that if you only have, you don't have Parma Kadosh, what do? You only make Asher bara. The question is, do you need a minyan for that? Do you need a minyan for that? We need a minyan for the brachas, right? For the seven brachas, you need a minyan. What about for the Asher bara? So, I think we paskin that if you have three people, that's enough for this bracha of Asher bara. You need at least three people, but if you have three people, it's enough Asher bara. You don't need a minyan for that. Even just a mezuman, it's enough to say the bracha of Asher bara. Al kaponim weiter. So it says now that meshiva v'ashloishim from the after shav brachas until 30 days after you get married, you could say Asher simcha v'ma'oinoi. Bein omul humach masalulah. Say if you're saying the suda is because of the chasana. Bein loy omul humach masalulah. Mevarach shesimcha ma'oinai. You make simcha ma'oinai into mezuman. Mekam ve'elach. Yom humach masalulah. After 30 days, only if you speak out, this is because of the chasana that we're making the suda. Mevarach shesimcha ma'oinai. V'loy, loy. So it would come out. Okay, we'll speak out the halacha in a second. V'chi omulay humach masalulah. And if you're doing it machmas the chasana, Until when could you say Simcha Ma'ayinah at Emas? Amar Rav Papa Mishra Derava at Treisa Yarchei Shasa until 12 months. So according to the Gemara, it's like this: from till 30 days, if you invite the Chasan Kahal to your house and you have two men there, you have a mezuman, you say Simcha Ma'ayinah. That's how it come out. And until 12 months, if you say it's because of the new couples, because of the Simcha, then you would say it. So you ever saw someone doing it? Probably not. So because they know Shulchan Aruch. And Shulchan Aruch it says that v'ha'idna arva kol simcha. Today already all simcha was diluted because we don't have the Beis Mikdash. V'ainay mishta simcha v'ainay el v'zayin mei mishta. It says in Shulchan Aruch. You only make simcha v'ainay in shivus mei mishta. That's it. We call it mei mas. And before the chasana, when can you start saying it? So the words of Mevuyer that once you know for sure the chasana is happening, you can already start saying Simcha Moinai. Or a papa mechim ramu sari be'sinta. When you put the sa'irim into, you start soaking it in order to make the sheikha, the beer for the chuppah, from then already you can start saying Simcha Moinai. That's one pshat Rashi. The other pshat Rashi is they used to plant like a flower pot to cover the chasana kala to say pru revu and grow like the flower. So then, from then already, you know for sure it's happening, and you could already start saying Simcha v'moina. Break the mara. Ainiv, our papa isik la'abu v'mar b'rei u'baruch v'shas erisin. Our papa already started saying Simcha v'moina already from the erisin, from the kedushin. He already started it. And our answer is Shani Rapapa Dava Turiach Lei. Rapapa had everything ready for the chuppah and the suda, and therefore we weren't worried he's going to back out. Ravina Issek Lei Lebrei Berach Viva. Ravina had a shidduch done with his son to the family of Chaviva. Ubarak was Erison. He made a bracha from Erison already started making Simcha Moinai. So I was saying Simcha Moinai benching. Abba, he said, Kim li bigavar lehadibu. I know for sure they're not going to back out. L'maisa, what happened? L'istayim milsa v'hadibu. Itaka, shidduch broke. After Chaviva bar Marava, Ikla l'bavel. After Chaviva bar Marava went to Bavel, Baruch shis arichta. When he made the six brachas of Sheva brachas, he was moisiv on Shakol Baruch L'chvaydai and Yotza Adam, he added on a Baruch at the end. He said, Baruch Ta Hashem HaKim HaKalam Shakol Baruch L'chvaydai Baruch Ta Hashem HaKol Baruch L'chvaydai. He added on a Baruch at the end. And also Ba'ash Yotza. That's what he did. He made a Baruch Aricha. But let's talk this over. We don't pass like that. Rav Chaviva Iklu Be'em Luhula. He went to a Bris Mila and his Baruch Shasim Chamayna. He made a Baruch Shasim Chamayna. But let's talk this over. We don't pass like that. Why not? Mashum the 3D. You might see a little bit bothered by the bris. Why? Because this is Tsar Yanuka. Because the Yanuka is not happy. He had Tsar. Therefore, you don't make Simcha Moinai. So the Mepharshim speak out. You come out from this that by pidyon haben, you make Simcha Moinai, right? Because there's no Tsar the Yanuka. So, but the might say it's not true. Because what would a Havamina, they say Simcha Moinai over here? It's a Simcha? It's a big Simcha? What do you say Simcha? Teretz says, by bris says, Sos Anoichelim Rasecha. The lashon of Simcha there. So there, you should say Simcha Moinai. The Tzar the Yanuka, you don't do it. But Pidyon HaBen doesn't say the lashon of Simcha anywhere. So there, Avada, you would not say the din, you would not say the part of benching a Simcha Bimma Oinai.